JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Jordan Boyd from the Carlton Footy Club.
The mid-season draft has proved to be a success for our next guest, as he's beginning to make a name for himself at Carlton.
Boyd has it, the man from Spotswood, Footscray in the VFL. Low kick is perfect. It's a good kick.
Please welcome Jordan Boyd.
Boyd.
Oh, my God.
Tough and clean, Bill, elite, is what Geordie Boyd is.
An elite kick, Jim.
Yeah, I like it. Welcome to you, mate.
No, thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
You'll be loving the way things are going at the moment. The Blues are in the mix and your own footy's good.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a really good vibe around the club. Positive at the moment, which is really good. And the season's going well so far. But, just worried about next week, I guess. Big game against Fremantle.
Oh, that is a massive game. Only playing your seventh game, but it doesn't look like it when we watch. I've seen the Blues a couple of times in the last 3 weeks. Hard at it, nice and clean. You don't fumble. You've got your head around the speed of the game very quickly.
Definitely felt more comfortable with each game. And definitely just a bit of time at that level. It's a little bit more of a step up from the VFL, but with each game I'm feeling more confident, which is good.
So tell us about your journey, Jordan Boyd. So you're at Footscray. You're originally from Spotswood, which is right, the footy ground on the Westgate. Yes. As you go over the Westgate there, Jim, yes. It's right there. Nice new club rooms and mm-hmm. things like that. So that's where he's from. Then he played at Footscray and then got picked up by Carlton.
Yeah, my story is a bit different to probably most of the AFL. My draft year was 2016, and I was probably the furthest away you probably could be to be drafted at that age.
Yeah.
I wasn't even getting games in seniors at Spotty. I was just playing reserves and 18s, playing the double game.
Yep.
And then the coach luckily gave me a chance, and I played well. And that's honestly the highest I'd ever thought I'd get, and probably everyone thought that's the highest I'd ever get. And then got invited down to Footscray to the pre-season, was unlucky not to get a contract straight away. Someone left, a spot opened up, and played one game and played the rest of the year.
So no Western Jets and nothing like that, which we love this. You've done it the hard way.
Yeah, I haven't played one game of Interleague, and that was in 2019.
Yeah.
So no Jets, no nothing. And yeah, it's funny, the Jets coach of my years now working at Carlton, so that's pretty funny.
So that's the Andrew McGrath, Tim Taranto, that's the draft that you were eligible for first, but then there were others beyond that. So you've been a bit like Benny Brown, actually. You've been overlooked three or four times, and now you're playing well at the top level.
Yeah, no, I have. Like I said, I think I'm first nominated at the end of 2019 when I had a good year and spoke to the Dogs after that season, and obviously COVID happened, so played no footy that year as well, and then came back in 2021 and had a red hot crack then, and that was my this pre-season for Carlton's my third proper pre-season of football. So
fantastic, and very neat, as you said, very clean, but also elite kick. Could we say that?
I guess so. I'll claim it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, cool. Jordan, what I liked is Bill asking you to tell us your journey, and then he told us your journey.
Yeah,
pretty much did.
It was for the people out there, which is a lovely journey. Normally they come through and they get drafted early and all that, but not Boyd.
So had you, not given up's not the right word, but did you get to a mental place, Geordie, where you thought, I'm not going to get to the top level?
Definitely. 2018, I thought, Spotswood seniors as high as I'll go. So I decided halfway through the year that I'd go to a music festival, thinking, whatever, it doesn't really matter. I got dropped for 3 weeks for that. At the end of the year, Footscray asked me to come along and do a pre-season, and that was my first proper pre-season, and things started looking up from there.
What was the festival? Whereabouts?
Groove of the Moon, Bendigo, actually drove. So that was good fun.
He loves his music festivals, Jim. Loves them. What's the best music festival you've been to?
I think Falls Festival in 2018, 2019. Lawn,
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not.
Good boy.
You would have run into my Fool's Head sons.
Down at Lawn.
Most likely at Lawn.
Down there. Yeah, exactly. Magnificent.
That is a very... Now, we're going to ask you, we've got a couple of chats here with Geordie.
Boyd.
And we need to ask him about time when he went out with his old man.
Yeah. To revolver.
Oh, no, we'll have a little break here and we'll get to that next.
More with Jordan Boyd next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble.
JB and Billy from the Carlton Footy Club. Jordan Boyd joins us.
Jordy.
Fat Boy.
Did you go to Revs with your old man to watch Fat Boy Slim?
I can confirm this did happen, yeah.
Bloody hell. How old's Dad?
Dad's 53.
Was he the oldest at Revs?
Don't think that night.
That's Bill. I don't know if you know about Revs, but it's once you're inside, you don't know what the time is.
No, and that's great.
She's
that's
round the clock.
Bloody oaf. Yeah, what time did you get out?
Yeah. Well, it was actually his idea, and it was a Tuesday night as well.
Oh, Tuesday
Come
night.
Come on. What's the old man's name?
Jason.
Come on, Jason.
Come on, Jason Boyd.
And how well-behaved was the old boy when he got in there?
No, he was very well-behaved.
Is he still a massive Collingwood fan?
That is correct.
Oh, no. Hasn't swung across to the Blue Baggers.
Well, you say that, but when we played him last time, he was a bit flat that we did lose, yeah. But he has put the number 37 on literally everything he owns, which is very funny.
Wow. And then we got Gracie, of course. How's all that going?
No, that's going good. Going really good.
Oh, good.
Where did you meet Gracie? Because she looks too good for you, Jordy.
Exactly. Have a look at
that. Yeah, no, you're 100% correct there.
don't tell me Spotswood.
No, she's from Williamstown. So.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Oh, nice. That too,
yeah.
Upmarket.
Upmarket a bit.
Upmarket, yeah, for the West.
And she's Italian?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, do you know any Italian?
I don't know any Italian that I can say on live radio.
What, only swear words?
Yeah, yeah. And she didn't teach me them. I learnt them from an Italian kid in school. So.
Now, I also hear that you love the great game of cricket, Geordie.
Yeah, big cricket fan.
So, but did you play it yourself or just love watching it?
No, I did play it. I was probably better at cricket as a kid than footy.
What'd you do?
Both, bat and bowl.
Okay. Highest score?
75?
Oh, that all?
No, it's not. No, yeah, you had to retire.
Oh, rubbish. Well, it was Spotswood, is it?
No, Jelly Brand, actually.
Jelly Brand. And then what did you roll the arm over and produce?
It was Jelly
Brand. I try to bowl as quick as possible.
Do you play a lot of indoor cricket at Carlton? I remember when I was at North, the boys could not wait to get in the corridor and play indoor cricket. Do you blokes do that?
Yeah, in the change rooms, we definitely do.
And who can play? Like, you can always tell when you watch that someone would have been half decent. Who at the Blues?
Stocker, he's pretty good.
Oh, Liam. Tape ball, do you do all that?
There's a few tape balls rolling around. We like to chuck a bit of timber on the ground so the ball skids.
Oh, it's going to be nice. It was some fun at Carlton. Mm. So, big game this week. You take on Frio. It's fifth versus third, Jimmy boy. Yes. MCG. They're going all right because they've got that midfield and, of course, Nat Fife. They're going beautifully. They're equal top. You know that, don't you, Boyd?
Yeah, no, it is a big game this week. It'll be a good test to see how we're going, especially last time we lost. We've definitely learnt a few lessons since then, so it'll be a good test to see where the group's at.
What do you need to do to beat Freo? What are the takeouts of the tape you've watched?
Just going on last time, they beat us in the inside, and obviously last week we got beaten on the inside as well, so if the mids can bring some pressure and we can get out and stop their around plays, I think we'll be right.
Oh, yes. And you'll be down back because you haven't got anyone left, have you?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to get pretty slim out there.
Well, McGovern and Wiedering and Marchbank and Oscar McDonald and Durden. Got anyone? Yeah. There's just you, mate. You're holding it all up.
Oh, no. There's a couple more, which is good. They've been really good down there. Doc's been outstanding this year. Sardi, Newey, all these guys have been really big for me as well, just with advice and helping me out on the ground.
Now, Vossi, was it last week or the week before in the huddle when he just went a little feral, the great man?
We liked that.
How close were you to that, Boydie? And were you a part of what he was spraying? Or?
I was at the back of the huddle, trying to hide behind Youngie a little bit. But no, it wasn't really directed at anyone. It was just we'd gotten away from the things that we like to do and let Essendon in the game a bit. So he was just telling us that we need to get back to playing team first footy.
Had you seen the eyes roll back? Because he was as ferocious a player as the game's ever seen, Vossi. Had you seen that before? Or when you looked at him, you thought, oh, my goodness. Oh,
wowee.
That was probably the first proper spray he's given that I've seen. We probably deserved it, to be fair. But, yeah, it was the first time he's let loose, which it was good. No, it worked, I reckon.
Have you got a nickname?
I'd say Boydie, I think.
Right. Good.
Well, that's a nice question to finish on, Bill.
Probably should have asked that.
Have you got a nickname? Yeah, I reckon it'd be Boydie.
Right, wind him up because we've got a thing about the blue baggers. They've got to jump on board here.
How are we doing that, Rabbits?
Oh, yeah. It's time to bring the noise to Marvel Stadium for Saturday Arvo footy against the Dockers. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster today for this massive clash between top eight sides, Carlton and Fremantle.
Are we doing that one?
I think you are.
Saturday Arvo. So Boydie.
Boydie, come
not
on, Boydie.
Not only will you be playing against Freo, magnificent game, as Rabs just said, it's called on the main channel, Triple M, Saturday afternoon. You would have grown up listening to Triple M footy.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. Coming home from the local footy, check on Triple M and listen to the game.
Bloody
good.
Oath.
Good on
so
you.
So now you're involved in it. We can't wait. Good luck with it, mate. Great chatting to you.
Cheers. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
See you, Jordan. Boyd from the Carlton Footy Club on the Rush Hour, Triple M.